Hi, my name is Garrett. I am 15 years old. You're listening to Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Garrett, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day two of Pop Goes the Classical Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll check in with our Quizlet later in the show. All week, we're reminding you that classical music isn't fancy. It's just music, and when it was written, it was the popular music of its day. Here's one way to think about it. Composers, for instance, would be fans of each other's work. So say that Brahms liked something that Handel wrote 100 or so years earlier. Well, Brahms took that music of Handel and wrote variations on it. The same kind of idea this week. Today we're going to hear music by Sybarite 5, and they specialize in reinventing modern music. The name of this ensemble says a lot about the music they choose. They call themselves Sybarite 5. A Sybarite is a person devoted to luxury and pleasure. They just want to do things that are fun. And one of the things Sybarite 5 has said is that if they're going to go out on the road and travel and play the same piece of music 2,000 times, they wanted to play something that they would enjoy a whole lot. So they work with modern composers or they rework popular music. Today we're going to hear one of Sybarite 5's reworkings of a rock song by the group Radiohead. The song is called No Surprises. Here's a little bit of what the original rock song sounds like. Now let's hear the classical version by Sybarite 5.
Thank you.
That was No Surprises by Radiohead, reimagined by Sybarite 5. By the way, if you enjoyed that recording, Sybarite 5 has an entire album of Radiohead reworkings called Everything in Its Right Place. All right, kids commuters, we're in the right place now for our Quizlet. All week, we're going to ask you a question. If you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack. Here's the question. It is Pop Goes the Classical Week on IPR's Kids Commute, and we're looking for a mystery animal. Pop goes the what? Now, here's a little bit of how the song goes. All around the mulberry bush, the monkey chased the blank. The monkey stopped to pull up his sock. Pop goes the what? If you know the name of our mystery animal, send it to us in a text message with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. And if you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack. By the by, use that same phone number. Just text us the word tickets if you'd like to be entered into a drawing to see Black Violin, a really cool classical crossover group, appearing at the Great Lakes Center for the Arts in Bay Harbor on October the 13th. Okay, that does it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. We'll see you here tomorrow.
Interlochen Public Radio.